With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. It's been a busy day for firefighters in central and western Montana today. The fire burning on the east side of Glacier National Park is now estimated at 2,000 acres, says park spokeswoman Katie Liming.
We are seeing extreme fire behavior here on the east side of the park.
I spoke to Liming at about 4:30 this afternoon.
The fire is in a dry, heavy timber area. We have been experiencing a lot of wind here, low humidity, and it's been warm. We have evacuated the Rising Sun Campground and Motor Inn, as well as the St. Mary Campground. Glacier County is telling residents of St. Mary's to be prepared for evacuation, but that is the county's decision.
I'd heard that the St. Mary Visitor Center was closed and is now a staging area. Is that correct?
That is correct, yes. We have resources from several different organizations, including Flathead National Forest, Glacier County, East Glacier, BAB, St. Mary and Cutbank, fire departments, Blackfeet Fire Management, Montana Department of Natural Resources, Evergreen and West Valley Fire Departments, and the Flathead County.
East of Townsend, the Cabin Gulch fire has burned an estimated 2,500 acres and is threatening structures. Evacuation warnings are in place between Cabin Gulch Road and Skidway Campground. A community meeting will be held at the Townsend School tonight at 6 p.m. The fire is believed to be human-caused. In the Bitterroot Mountains, the lightning-caused Rock Point fire has burned 120 acres on the Idaho side of the Selway-Bitterroot Wilderness. That fire is not currently threatening any homes or structures. I'm Eric Whitney.